CPR 34 for the week ending April 8th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun-turned high-top ranch, El Del Waldo, in the great southwestern wastelands. This is your camp counselor, Uncle Waldo, and this is Campground Pirate Radio.
So what you get it?
Some of the scenes you will witness may appear to border on fantasy.
I can game in a big way.
When ignorance is converted into knowledge.
Bless you.
But.
Tonight, we care, and it shows.
The law.
You will listen and obey.
The country.
You will remember nothing you have seen or heard here.
We'll be right back.
or on your knees.
It's Uncle Waldo.
How y'all doing, campers? Welcome back to another slice of the angriest podcast in the world, Campground Pirate Radio. So yesterday was April Fool's Day. Anybody pull a prank on you? Somehow I made it through unscathed. But they've been going nuts online trying to be cute. YouTube had the top viral pics of 1911, a bunch of grainy old pictures and film and stuff. Google tried to pull off Google Motion, be able to control Gmail with your body. Fail. Yeah, Whole Foods was offering insects raised with compassion and convert your whole paycheck to a Whole Foods gift card. But the best one out there, oh, you're going to love this, the best one out there. There's a guy on eBay selling nothing. Yep, absolutely nothing. The bid started at $1. I just checked. He's got 21 bids and is up to $25.49. He only offers local pickup, but I thought it'd be funny if he charged shipping. Hey, I got a whole bunch of new music from bands that wanted a break on the CPR. So let's do a whole block of them. We got The Uncultured, Christian D and the Hangovers, a band out of Florida called The Gladesmen with an ode to Arizona's very own Joe Arpaio. But hey, let's kick it off with a group called Bad Luck Charms. This is Longest Road Home, only on the CPR.
You know, there's something I just don't understand. How's a man get his relaxation when he's working around the clock? I got the time for his compensation, yeah. Ooh, but let me tell you, baby, how it goes, it's not
skip, don't come back. That's my philosophy.
Oh, we're here. Come on. You know, this is all hype to cover up their embarrassment that we went in there and we took care of business. And I'm getting a little fed up about this.
Hey guys, Waldo here. Now people have asked me, why should I have my money in silver? The first problem with that statement is that they think the paper in their pocket is actually money. It's not. Gold and silver is actually money. That paper in your wallet just represents a mythical concept by your government making you think it's worth something. It's not. Times are tough, and that piece of paper buys less and less every day. In the meantime, it takes more and more of that worthless paper to purchase precious metals. The stockpiles of silver are dwindling, and there's talk that silver may soon become more precious than gold. Before that piece of paper becomes worthless, you need to start investing in silver now. The folks at Silver Saver have made it so simple, even I can do it. You can do it too, even for as little as $25 a week. Go to campgroundpirateradio.com page and click on the Silver Saver logo. You'll be glad you did.
Another hour of the best music. Starts right now on Campground Pirate Radio.
Baby, baby, dance like a man. And meanwhile, back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had been on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out there was a cooking me. And meanwhile, back in the States. Baby, baby, next I go back. You know your old grandmother hasn't got a chance. He's treading in the jungle, that is me. So come on, baby, baby, just you and me. And meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah. making TV special.
Made with creamy butter.
And you know what that means?
It's happening. I can feel it.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Oh,
Challenger 4, Maximum Piss and Vinegar. I love that song. Hey, have you been surprised about this week like I have? Yeah, no tsunamis or earthquakes, no mass shootings, no bank collapses. Hell, it's just been an ordinary week, except for we're still bombing the hell out of Libya. Well, it looks like our favorite putty-faced dictator's going to hold out to the bitter end. I guess he couldn't figure out how to move all those billions he stole out of the country. Not sure if you saw, but Al Lewis of the New York Times wrote a great article on how to be a killionaire. He wrote, if you want to be a billionaire, but you've got no talent, no ideas, no technology, and nothing really to offer the world except for misery, the best way to get there is to become a Middle Eastern dictator. Why revolutionize something or suffer brain damage analyzing investments when you can just be Muammar Gaddafi? Hell, look at Hosni Mubarak, recently deposed leader of Egypt. They estimate his net worth, or basically what he got away with, at around $70 billion. $70 billion. If a U.S. president left office with $1 billion, we'd have him up on charges. Lewis also talked about Saddam Hussein. He said he was worth about, say, $2 billion. In reality, though, he's probably the world's first trillionaire. Why? Because it took us almost $3 trillion to hang the son of a bitch. Hey, let's get back to the music. This is the Queers.
It's just another manic Monday.
Campground Pirate Radio, the radio station that believes every hour is happy hour.
Things I want to say to you, but whenever I talk to you, you make me look a fool. Well, I want to say, and I want to tell you about the young ideas, but you turn them into fear. In the city there's a thousand visions all shining bright, and it's golden visions are under 25. Well, they want to say, about the young idea. You better listen now, you say that you're fair. Talk, go! And I don't know what you're thinking. You still think that I'm cut. And you better listen, man, because the kids know where it's at. There's a thousand men in uniforms, and I thought they never had the right to kill a man. But we won't say, we're gonna tell you about the young idea. And if it don't work, at least we say we tried. In the city. In the city, there's a thousand things I wanna say to you.
Thank you. where so far the ghosts have murdered only 7 people. So won't you come and make it 8?
We'll be right back. Are you gonna save me? Can you save me?
Jones with Night of the Tiki. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on by once again and joining us over here at the CPR. Hey, if you want to hear your music played on here like the Uncultured and all the other guys on here today, drop me a WAVE MP3 or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. And remember, join us over on Facebook. We're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans, and you can find me at Twitter, @UncleWaldo. And as that sun sets in the western sky, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Y'all have a nice weekend. I'm going to leave you with some Tito and Tarantula. See you next week. Bye-bye.
dawn, I wake up to find her gone, and a note says only after dark.
Minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.